I'm Deirdre Kennedy with a report on efforts to increase the use of medical interpreters for patients with low English skills. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. At San Francisco General Hospital, trained medical interpreters sit at a bank of phones, transmitting medical information between doctors and patients in Spanish, Chinese, and Russian.
I'm okay today, but I'm complaining on my left leg.
SF General's interpretation services are a model for hospitals and medical translation companies around the world. Its call center serves patients in more than 170 languages by phone and increasingly through video conferencing. Since the call center started in 2006, requests for translations have doubled from 50,000 a year to 100,000. Gloria Garcia Orme is operations director for SF General's language services.
When you make interpretation accessible and timely, your hidden demand comes to the top. And so if it's easy to get an interpreter, more physicians, more providers, more staff will call for an interpreter.
Comprehensive language services have been available to Medi-Cal patients under federal law. Now all Californians covered by commercial health plans must have the same access to translators. Lynn Randolph, spokesperson for the Department of Managed Health Care, says it's up to health plans to provide those services, but the new rule will have the biggest impact on individual physicians.
Before, private doctors who have people who are privately insured typically didn't provide these types of translation services in their office. But now, under this law, patients do have that right, and doctors who are contracted with these health plans do have the obligation to arrange for these types of services for their patients.
Doctors' offices aren't required to post information about language services, but plans have been notifying patients and providers through the mail and on their websites. Ben Singer, a spokesman for Anthem Blue Cross, says since January, there's been a modest rise in the number of requests for translations.
You know, we're getting 20 to 30 additional calls a month. I don't know if that's a large or small number per se, but there definitely has been an impact since January 1. Members are definitely being made aware of it. You know, the information is also up on our website. So if you're a member, you can click on the website's homepage and find out information on how you can access the phone number or through customer service. Likewise, contracting physicians, dentists, and other providers can go to their portal on the website and find similar information.
The California Medical Association is holding seminars for the next 2 years to help improve cultural language competency among its members. Dr. Anmol S. Mahal is CMA past president and a practicing gastroenterologist near San Francisco.
We feel that communication with our patients is integral to having a proper doctor-patient relationship. Physicians in general and CMA in particular is very supportive of improving that communication by all means.
Mahal says it's not always necessary to call in a translator. He believes physicians are more than capable of determining how best to convey information to a patient.
And, you know, if you have someone with, for example, a simple illness like an ear infection, where there isn't much privacy involved, and the patient brings in a family member who is quite capable of interpreting, an adult family member, we will use that resource to do what's right for our patient. On the other hand, if I see someone who is discussing a complicated illness, or if I have to tell a patient that they have an ovarian cancer, for example, or a colon cancer, and discuss options, I would make every attempt to get a proper interpreter for that event.
A recent study by UC San Francisco and Yale Medical School cautions providers against using substitutes for professionally trained medical translators. Co-author Dr. Alicia Fernandez says it can lead to mistakes.
The family member themselves may not have either enough English or enough of the target language, particularly the technical target language, to be able to really interpret. The family member, for example, may not know how to say spleen in Cantonese because they themselves have grown up in the United States and their own Cantonese is much more limited. In several studies now where people have audiotaped family members as interpreters and realize that they left out very important key pieces of clinical information or simply translated it wrong.
Fernandez and lead author Lisa Diamond, a postdoctoral fellow at the Palo Alto Medical Foundation Research Institute, interviewed 20 residents at UCSF and Yale University Medical Center. They found that many underused interpreters, even when they were readily available. Residents said they would often get by using hand gestures or relying on their own limited knowledge of a patient's language. Diamond.
What I heard from a lot of residents, too, was I want to be able to talk to my patients. I want to directly communicate as much as I can. And there's good evidence in the literature that says that patients really appreciate that, too. And I think what we need is some guidelines as to when is it appropriate to go ahead and communicate directly and when is it not.
The DMHC says it could apply penalties to physicians or plans who fail to provide interpreter services, but it would rather work with them to help improve doctor-patient communication. Patients and providers with questions or complaints can contact the DMHC directly. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.